My name is Yves Bernard. I am the director of IMAL, and I co-founded this organization 20 years ago.
So what does IMAL stand for?
It's a long story. Interactive Media Art Laboratory. And indeed, I was a scientific researcher for about 10 years, working in different universities for Philips Research Lab. And then I was also very much involved with the contemporary art scene, working with many artists also at the beginning of new media, multimedia, and so on. So this is really an organization which wants to promote art and creativity with new technologies, of course digital, but of course there are many new technologies, promoting it both by organizing exhibitions for a large audience, but also producing new artworks by supporting the artists in their research, experimentation, through residencies, and so on. There is a lot of similarity between artists and scientists and researchers, and well, indeed, IMAL is in a way an art and science center, where we want to promote the dialogue between art and science.
We're ordered to erase sounds. Here, God is the 20th. A tree.
So the artists have spent time at CERN, in Geneva.
Yes. Indeed, CERN has an art program, which is called Art at CERN, where there is a call every year, which is called, I think, Collide. I think there are about 1,000 people applying for this call, artists, and then they select artists, which can then go and spend 2 months at CERN dialoguing with a scientist.
Place for both your houses.
This exhibition is the opening exhibition for our new building, so it's much bigger, completely new, with a bigger Fab Lab and new exhibition space and a foyer space where a lot of events will happen all the year.
Well, congratulations on your move and thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Hello, my name is Anna Asensio, and I'm an associate curator and in charge of international relationships for IMAL in Brussels. IMAL is an art center dedicated to digital cultures, art, and new technology, basically. And we are reopening a new building today, March 5th, which has been under renovation for 2 years. The title of this exhibition is Quantum in Search of the Invisible, and is the result of 10 artists spending a few months residency at the CERN in the exchange with physicists at CERN.
How does an artist take quantum theory and make art out of it?
I think the idea, basically, it was really artists try to exchange as much as they could about quantum physics and actually the research facts that are being studied right now at CERN and be inspired by it in order to create art. I don't think it's a scientific exhibition. I think it's really more focused on art and how each artist has been able to understand whatever they could understand as well after those exchanges with all those scientists at CERN.
Illustrations and chapter pictures.
My role at IMAL is to develop the whole program with more lectures, performances, screenings, artists in residence, and so on and so on. So this is for after this exhibition throughout the rest of 2020 and beyond, basically.
And with the Fab Lab, school children, all sorts of different kinds of people can use it?
Yes, absolutely. It requires a membership. We have a fantastic guy here who's Xavier, who is actually in charge of really introducing people to the machines, becoming accustomed to them. We are also working on new hours for the opening of this Fab Lab in order to remain as open as possible.
Well, thank you very much and good luck.
Thank you.
A place for both your houses. Oops. Numbers. Oops. Numbers.
Les phénomènes contenus dans cet email sont stricts.
From selected numbers, Fertig Mercury explains the parable. Check
with your hand at the digit 666.
Illustrations and chapter pictures.
Overzoeken de effect van de manier waarop het systeem.
We were released in the